Recorded Books and RB Digital present Airman Mortensen by Michael Blake. Narrated by George Waddell. Chapter 1. Spring in southern New Mexico is a dirty time. The wind blows all winter, and by spring, the surface of the earth starts to rise into the air. There are days when it's hard to see from house to house. It's not worth going outside unless there's an emergency. It's just as well to sit inside with everything covered up. The dust still works its way under doors and windowsills, but there's no velocity indoors. It still cakes on the teeth, but doesn't sting the face. On a Friday in 1966, Airman Mortensen was inside. He was sitting on a commode in a U.S. Air Force latrine, smoking cigarettes and farting away his dead time. The latrine had been his constant environment for a month, and there was no end in sight. Airman Mortensen had gotten in trouble. He was going to be court-martialed, and while he waited for the board to convene, they had stuck him in the latrines. Each morning, for the last 4 weeks, while his friends went off to work as cooks or guards or clerks, Airman Mortensen had stayed behind to clean latrines, two big ones on each floor of the three-story barracks where he lived. He fucked off as much as he could. The fuck-off time was swelling. He was becoming an expert in the art of making shit cans and urinals and sinks and showers look good without doing much cleaning. But on this Friday morning, it was hard to dream away the time. The dust storm outside was a bad one, and it was impossible to keep anything looking clean. He dropped the stub of the cigarette between his legs and heard it hiss faintly as it hit the water. The hiss was faint because outside the wind was blowing so hard that it made a shrieking sound in the latrine. It must have been gusting at 50 miles an hour. There was no way he'd be able to hear the first sergeant coming down the hall. Usually he could hear the top kick's footfalls in time to get back to work. But with all this noise covering the approach, his chances of getting caught were good. And getting caught would mean latrine duty on Saturday. Maybe Sunday, too. It wasn't worth it. So Airman Mortensen got off the commode, opened the stall door, and picked up where he left off, steel-wooling the fixtures on a bank of sinks. His hands were sore because little pieces of the metal kept breaking off and embedding themselves in his fingertips. But it wasn't too bad. After a month, he was as used to the little needles in his hands as he was to the ever-present stink of waste and disinfectant all around him. He looked up and saw himself in the mirror. He smiled. There were faded outlines on his sleeve where the chevron and two strips had once been.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?